And know that each being in the room contributes their love to the pool. And each being from the other side of the veil contributes their love right back. And that as you open your awareness to more deeply interact with that love, that appreciation, that caring, the compassion that comes through to each one of you, you see more and more your own light and your own beauty, so that you can receive more light and live from that place, believing that you are that light. So breathe it in. Breathe in the light. Make more space for it. Feel yourself head to toe. Feel your Merkaba. Feel your awareness so that wherever you go, the light and the love that emanates from this day, from this stage, from these channels, resonates inside of you, becomes the voice that you hear when you forget, that reminder of light and who you are. And each one, as they learn to receive more deeply, becomes more and more a light bearer in consciousness, in awareness, lifting up themselves as others around them are lifted up by the light and the love that is here.
Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? Very nice to see you, your light, your energy, your brightness. Now that you're all rolling in your squishy warmness, of being the heart coherence, ooh, your little hearts are just displayed open, elevating that violet flame and that coherent emerald energy, and one heart is touching another and the other heart is touching the other. Whew. Ha! Pretty much fun, eh? Let's do it again, huh? Yes, dearest beings of light, we need sunglasses to look at you. Your light is so bright. You see, you have learned a great deal this weekend. Yesterday was about change. How many of you feel changed, huh? Yes. And today it is about anchoring in that harmony. And as dearest Dr. Amber brings in that coherence, we ask you to remind yourself every day to go into that heart coherence, to go every time you have a meeting with someone. Do you know that if you go into that heart coherence before you have that meeting will go better? If you're having a conflict with someone, before you communicate with them, go into the heart coherence, then the conflict will be resolved a bit easier. You see, we started yesterday with looking at your habits and connecting with your habits and seeing how your habits are defining yourself. Yes? And we know that many of you have taken advantage of the awareness bracelets of our vessel Marilyn here. But know that your awareness is still the key to that. Your awareness in that energy, because you are the only one that can make it up. You are the only one that can shift that. There are teachers, and there are speakers, and there are channels, and everyone can know exactly the right thing to say, and the right word to say, and the right way to talk. But you must take that inside of yourself. That is what the coherence is for, you understand? And so you can indeed feel that energy, feel that essence inside of yourself and be able to identify, okay, we are not in coherence at this moment. Huh? What do we do about that? How do we get back to the harmony of today? Today is a sixth day, yes? It is about acknowledging harmony and balance within your energy field. With that energy, with that intention in mind, you cannot not do it. You have to work really hard to not go into that coherence, to not go into that state of bliss. What would you be like if you lived at that bliss point? Because life is simply spiritual, yes? To live at that bliss point of the universe, to live at that bliss point of God, that is all God wants, or if you prefer the term, source. Everyone's got a new name for God, yes? How about Barbara? Yes, you see, it is all relevant to your own connotation. Because you understand that essence, that bliss point, is in your heart. We saw it. And we opened our eyes and saw you all with your eyes closed. And your hearts were beaming. How do you hold that beam? Huh? That's the key, isn't it? How do you hold that beam when you leave this door and you go out in traffic and someone cuts you off in traffic and to not salute them? But instead to say, oh, they must be in a hurry. I will send them love so they arrive safely. You see, that is the key of the bliss point. It's how they arrive, how you respond to any given situation from that element of your heart. The heart speaks to the mind, which comes through the rest of the body. We are glad that science finally proved it. But you see, dearest, you each are lifelong proof of that very fact, yes? You each bring that energy into it. Yes, and as you do, this world is shifting. Because you are in it. You volunteered, raised your hand to come here this weekend. Even though for some of you, you thought that was the silliest thing you ever thought of. And look at what you got out of it. A new you. Or a more you than ever before. Huh? That is the key. That is where that bliss point relies upon. That is where that vibrational energy is that you are radiating right now. Feel the energy shift in this room. Feel the frequency that you are vibrating. Take a deep breath. And again. You see, as you are using these tools this weekend, as you are reminding yourself to be aware of how you are defining yourself, we want you to think of those old habits. You know, we know someone who, whenever they would be talking about themselves, they had a joke about themselves. Oh, yes, I'm always a day late and a dollar short, huh? What is their purchase order? Huh? Even our vessel, Marilyn, she's not happy about us sharing this with you. She used to always define herself as, oh, short and round and close to the ground. Now, you do have current reality, but you also have the vision of what you are choosing. So we would say, don't even joke about yourself. Unless you're wishing to speak the truth about yourself. That is one of those habits that you have in the way you define yourself. So, dearest beings of light, we know who you are. We see your heart. We see your brilliance. And we wish to reflect that brilliance back to you so you can see your brilliance too. Your magnificence, your essence that sometimes you want to hide because it is safer that way. You're used to that. You know, when people are judging you, you get used to people judging you. So you create situations so they will judge you because that is the familiar. And with the teachings of our dearest Kryon and ourselves and all others, Dr. Amber and Michelle and everyone, you know that it is now time to step beyond that comfort zone. You understand? Oh, dearest, we see your smiling hearts. And we love you so much. We came all this way just for you. We talked to our vessel Marilyn and said, go to Texas. Get out of the bathroom, go in the room. Huh? We wish to teach you to listen like that. We wish to help you remember to listen like that. Not to teach you, just remember. Because you already know it's always inside of you, that bliss point. Trust that. Trust yourself. Trust the love that you have for yourself. Forgive yourself. Forgive everyone of everything. That's another whole time, Doc. Huh? See you. And when you look in the mirror to see you, see us looking back at you as well with those eyes of love and honor. Trust yourself and you will know how to live. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. In this room, there is an energy that has been set carefully before you ever arrived. We knew you were coming. We've spoken of things that are hard to imagine to any human being who even begins to think in a linear fashion. And I want to talk a little bit more about that today. This is the final meeting, and the energy has been set. How many souls are here? What is the definition of soul? Do angels have souls? All of these could be answered in one concept. Everything from God, anything from the creative source that has sentience, intelligence, is part of one soul group. And the soul group is that which is the creative source of God. Have you ever thought of how big God is? That which you call the creative source, that which created the universe, so vast that a human can't really comprehend it, knows your name. This source is so many and yet one. And even that is so difficult for any human to conceptualize. How can it be so big yet so small? How can it be so big as to create the universe, so small as to live in your heart? How can it be so many when there is really only one consciousness of love that you feel? It seems to be a dichotomy, but only when you begin to analyze it from what you think you know. You start to look at the whole idea of a soul. It's been mentioned even this day. So I'd like to expand on it only briefly and in a way that's covered and saturated with love. This God that you think is so big, it could not even ever know you, is so small that that God knows every single puzzle that you can have right now as you sit in the chairs or listen to this channel. What kind of consciousness could be in so many places at once? Know so much. Does it ever occur to you that sometimes the synchronicities that happen are because there are so many of it called God that work together for all of you? Is it possible that so many things that you have asked for and desire are actually synchronicities of the coherence of the many, creating the synchronicities for all of you? Could it be that there is a circle of love, of compassion, something that you haven't really thought of before, that is beyond the one, and really is for all of you? Cryan, you talk in circles. How can I explain this so that it makes so much sense to you? So let me start with the one, you. There is one soul, you think. It has your name. And this one soul is the same one that has been with you every single lifetime. So over and over and over, there is the one. And yet we've all told so many things about souls. When I say we all have told, I mean the ones who channel for you and with you. The teachers all have told you that there is so much more than the one in your soul. Today my partner asked the question, if you have a higher self, is that a separate soul? And you would say, no, it's part of my soul. And yet the higher self is also present on the other side of the veil. So how can it be in two places, in two dimensional realities at the same time? And the answer is that your higher self then becomes a bridge. So you have the part of your soul which is corporeal and also innate and also etheric, that invades, if you want to use that term, your body. It invades it because it literally wants to conquer every single cell with the beauty of God, if you let it. Every single human, however, has free choice, a duality that then works between the worlds of dark and light. That is the soul that you know, the one that is inside you, but also the one that is higher, is connected to God. That means that there is a group going on even within you. We'll call it a soul group. Now this soul group is then connected to a bigger group, which is on the other side of the veil, which you call God. Now we have said that the God that you then think of is trillions strong. Trillions of what? Well, it would be parts of God. that connect to your soul. One consciousness broken into trillions of parts that all know one another, that work together. And what are those trillions of parts doing? Well, some of them are connected to other higher selves in the room, on the planet, on other planets. Now, where am I going with this? I would like to bring up a concept for the first time, and we're going to call it soul coherence. What if it was possible for your soul and your higher self, all of the connections to the other side of the veil, to become coherent? If you could draw a line of energy that would be through you and your compassion and your intent, through your higher self, all the way to the other side of the veil, perhaps touching another higher self of another soul, coming right back into their body in this room, on the other side of the planet, or to even other planets that had humans like you. What would then happen if here in this room you decided to connect the coherence between humans? I'll tell you something. If you do that, you've created a circle. You don't even have to touch each other, because the physics of consciousness is the touchy part. And when that happens, you have something which completes the circle of soul coherence, which allows things that you didn't expect. That's the answer to synchronicities that happen, that you cannot plan, but that happen because you intend them. There is soul coherence between groups of individuals and individuals, creating what can only be called magic, because things happen that in reality shouldn't happen. Brian, what are you talking about? I'm talking about something bigger than you know. I'm talking outside of your reality. I'm talking about master numbers that have not yet been defined or completed. I'm talking about graduate consciousness that someday will know all about the physics of soul coherence and will understand for the first time that you are connected to the creative source of everything. It will blur the line between human and sacred. It will start to explain the unexplainable. And in that, there will be an understanding of the compassion of God being the compassion of humanity, and how the circle is connected in such a way that it runs through your Akash. It runs through the things that are mysterious, and they all start snapping into place into a coherence that will make total sense. Not now, maybe, but I gave you a glimpse into what is coming. When you leave this place, many of you will think to yourselves, how can I remember all that has been talked about, all that has been presented and said? I resounded to so much of it, but when I leave the room, somehow it seems to evaporate into that which I should remember, but I don't. So I'll give you the secret of soul coherence. There were no secrets given today. All the things that were given were known. And that doesn't then evaporate into the ethers. Where did it come from? It came from the mind of God. All of it delivered to each speaker, each channeler. In a linear fashion, it was given to you to absorb, but it started with the mind of God. And if you believe in soul coherence, that still exists. All the information, everything that was discussed, couched in something called the compassion of God. When you leave here, all you have to do is rekindle that compassion. Call upon it, if you wish, the coherence that is yours through your higher self into that which is on the other side of the veil, which is a complete mystery, but beautiful. You can feel it. It has all the information that was presented today exactly as it was presented. That's where it came from. And little by little, it comes right back to you. You don't have to use your brain to remember. You have to use all that is not your brain. The pineal, the intuition, the beauty, the compassion. Call it whatever you want to. Kindle that love connection with the creative source, and all these things will come back to you. Intent, if you wish. Dear Spirit, give me the things that were presented today that I resounded with as I need them. Let me resound with them as I walk day by day, because I'm connected to where they came from. I have soul coherence, you might think and say, and you'd be right. You ever wonder if two people can have what almost is one soul? They don't. They have their own pieces, and yet some of them can be so connected that they call themselves soulmates. And they don't have to be different genders. All they have to have is compassion, one for another, in any situation, that would lead them to soul coherence. And that, my good friends, my dearest human soul friends, is the answer to a planet without war. Soul coherence starts to be something you expect from country to country, and the individuals in those countries feeling the compassion for one another, literally peering into each other's souls in a way that's beyond anything you can imagine today. It gives them something that they never have seen on this planet, where no human being would ever, ever consider hurting another, because you realize you're one. It's coming. But for now, when you leave, I want you to call upon it. Call upon it for what resounded to you today that you want more of. Because it's there. It didn't go away. Everything presented stays. All you have to do is cognize the fact that you can call on it. It belongs to you because you're part of the group. Is this too mysterious? Don't analyze it. Don't intellectualize it. You can't analyze and intellectualize love. It just is. And it's more beautiful. And in so many places, you can find it anywhere. When I started channeling with my partner, one of the things that we said over and over is that you can climb into the closet and shut the door and pretend you're alone. And there'll be trillions of us in there with you. You can't get away from the love of God. And so it is.